Dave wants that about 2 or 3 weeks after he was appointed head coach, had a meeting with Dan. And when Dave got the job here, the Dolphins ownership assured him that the Marino decision would be his. And Dave had a meeting with Dan. They talked about things, and Dave said, if you come back here, you're going to have to come back and compete, and you might have to be a backup with us if things don't work out. And Dan wanted assurances more than that. He wanted to be assured that he was going to be a starter. And that's when he voided his contract and decided to shop around. He had a little bit of, interest from Seattle, Oakland, Tampa Bay, but Minnesota was the team that made the most serious bid for Dan. And when they came after him about 10 days ago, he got interested in it. Denny Green really put full court pressure on him, made him a lot of promises, said that they would send a coaching staff down here to work with him during the off season. He could go up to Chris Carter's training camp not too far from where Dan lives and work with those wide receivers up there. And all that was interesting to Dan, but when he thought about it, being away from his family and the fact that his legs, as you said, Susie, were not really as strong as he would like him to be, I think he really felt it was time to give it up.